Yes, hello?
Oh. Yes, Manuel?
Okay, now we can talk. You said you were Jan from, let me look your company from where?
Yeah, Local Splash. So our website is localsplash.com.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to see because I reached out to a couple of people, and I don't remember having reached out to you guys, but yeah, that's fine. What is services? Local SEO? What's Google Guaranteed?
Well, Google Guaranteed is more like a premium service that we have. So if you're on to like lead type of service, then that's something that we can provide to you. Now, if you're interested about it, that's actually a good question. We can definitely go over that for you. But you are familiar with the local or the SEO services, right?
That's what I'm looking at right now because that's what you called me for, right? You're offering local SEO?
Yeah, so mainly our goal there is to make sure that if somebody does want to search for the type of services you offer, you would appear as a recommended option on that map section, right? So we're talking about keywords on your
site and stuff.
That's right. Well, if I may ask, M1 Outdoor is still the name of the business, right?
Yes. As of right now, I do have to tweak on Angie Ads. We have to change the name since we're not going to be maintaining that business partnership for the aforementioned reasons. I don't really have as of now it is M1. We bought a domain name 3 days ago. It's KY Outdoor Services. We are contemplating changing the name because the actual LLC is M1 APH LLC. That's another thing. Has nothing to do with, I mean, it does have to do because it's a business that we're doing, but it's not the same name. We're not running a DBA or anything. Like here in Kentucky, I can just name it whatever I can. As long as my business bank account is registered and tied to LLC, it really doesn't matter what I name it.
But gotcha. Okay.
I would like the guidance of somebody that actually does like marketing and ad strategies and like works with search engine optimization because y'all do this for a living. You know what keywords or
exactly
what things go with what and what generates me customers. So me, I bought the kyoutdoorservices.com domain because it's basic. That's why I added the of Bardstown to the M1 name. But I'm trying. Okay. I took the of Bardstown off, and we might just replace the M1 with Kentucky.
Okay, what?
Yeah, to Kentucky.
Okay,
broadening. See, because it broadens the whole like keyword situation. Because if you're from here, you're going to go on Google. The older folk are going to go on Google, and they're going to type the whole thing out.
Right. We can actually go over with you on the keywords and stuff on things you want to be found for. But if I may ask, how far are you traveling for work or how far are you willing to be found for?
I mean, honestly, depends on the job. My bare minimum, my cheapest job is $35 for 50 minutes. Those are trash can cleanings. Subject to, bro, I'm, people laugh, but listen to me. If you own a house upwards of $500,000 in worth, and your neighbors own $500,000 or more, you don't want stinky trash cans. You don't want to be that one guy that has the pretty yard, the nice garden, but you have four bins and they're blue and they're kind of tarry on the bottom and they're nasty and they have flies because those are rich people problems, not you and me problems because you working remotely, I'm pretty sure you're making around 60, 70, 80K a year. If not, then there's potential for you to do that and you should research how but I'm pretty sure you're doing well off if you're doing marketing. We can make $100,000+ a year. Those people that I cater to, I don't cater to people that make the money I make. I cater to people that care about things like a shiny driveway and a clean trash can, because those are the people that are willing to give me $35, which is actually $70, because I don't. If you get the subscription, you have to get 2 services a month as a minimum. And literally all 5 of my customers get a trash can cleaning each week. So I get $35 times 4, like 4 or 5 times a week.
Well, Manuel, sorry to cut you off, but since you mentioned about homes and stuff, so if I may ask, would you rather be found more for residential type of clients, or would you like to be found more by commercial? It doesn't matter as long as it's profitable.
Both, because I have a mixture. I have created a mixture of – you're at a computer right now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you open a tab and look up m1services.square.site? Yeah, Square, the people that make the websites and stuff. That's what we bought the domain. I just haven't attached it to. I don't know how that works. I'm not going to lie to you. I can disassemble a pressure washer in about 5 minutes and have it back up running after it being down to bolts. But I don't know how. I know how to work my iPhone. I know how to write a post on Facebook. I can make a YouTube video. But I don't know how to do all that coding and how – I bought it. I paid for it for, I think, 2 or 3 years. Other than that. But, yeah, in that site, you can see all the services that I provide. And that's literally a mixture of residential and commercial. So that I hope that piece of information helps you, like – because I don't know how to explain things. I know how to close sales. That's it. Mm-hmm. I know how to go tell you that I'm going to charge you $550 because you have 1,200 or 1,500 square foot or less. Give me $550. I'll have it looking brand new. Your neighbors don't call me. Call you talking about that shit looks shiny as hell. You'll be happy.
Okay.
But I don't know anything else.
Well, the reason why we wanted to speak to you about it, because again, like I said, our goal is to remove the burden of you guys doing the online stuff and leave the field work to you guys, because that's where your expertise lies, right? Now, since this is an exclusive listing that we are filling in today, if you do see the value on being on Google and the pricing is fair, you'd be willing to move forward with this today, right?
I mean, depending on what it is, because... honestly, I'm not even prepared for Q1.
No worries.
You caught me like a day or two before New Year's. If I tell you that I have a budget for anything for my company, I'm going to lie to you because it's money coming out of my pocket.
That's actually fair.
If it does sound fair, because I do know what other SMMAs for pressure washing charge. I have people call me. I literally got off the phone with some other company, which I'm not going to name. I know what y'all averages are and what other freelancers on Fiverr could charge me. So if it's something, because you're mentioning a whole bunch of services that I think are very convenient, and it would alleviate me having to sit down and look for a freelancer on Fiverr and do all that, because that's what I pay you for. It's not because of the lack of knowledge of me knowing how to do it. It's the convenience and the time that it saves me.
Right.
I don't want to commit myself to anything because, like I said, I'm already paying Angie $300 a month, and these people have not delivered anything. I got one lead. I got one closed lead out of 9, 10, 12. Had 13 closed losses with these people, and they still tell me that it's my fault when I literally I generate revenue outside of them because I work every day. I made like $2,400 this weekend because of this blizzard straight up on snow removals. Angie got me one. And it was the cheapest one. I had to charge that lady $150 when I was charging everybody else $300 because that lady wanted a discount. She said that she got on Angie because of a discount. Okay. How are they going to give a discount on my service?
Exactly. I agree with you. That's
why I said earlier, like, we're in a non-compliance situation right now. Not non-compliance. I forgot the term. But basically, yeah, that's where we're sitting on right now.
Okay.
But
yes,
you can go ahead and tell me how much it's going to cost me, and we can either proceed today, or if not, then I could put a pin on it and come back to it in March when we come back to
operate. So, because I'm from what I'm hearing from you, you do have a lot of questions and you're pretty interested. You do see value on being on Google, right? So it just comes to it on if it's beneficial for you or not, especially with the pricing. So I do have one of our pricing directors, Jesse. So he will help us out with the pricing and the details so that you want to make sure that we do answer all of your questions because you did mention Google Guarantee as well. So let me go ahead and grab that for you, and then we can just go from there. Like I said, we have a New Year special, so we might be able to apply that rate reduction for you in case you're interested.
Okay.
One moment.
Hi, Manuel.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you doing?